We are doing Brashot Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmima. And again, we're asked to dedicate the learning to the Refuah Shlema of Dvora Lea Bat Michal. And Bezrat Hashem, Leiloi Nishmat Ginda Bat Rafael. And the nations, so the Kuzari, the Ramban had been discussing that the Hashem introduced himself to us as I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. And he quoted the Kuzari that is where we had our first meeting with God. And now he says, V'chachmei Goyim, page Kuf Nun Aleph, in the Kitvei Ramban of Mosad Hara Kuk, V'chachmei Goyim Nivanim Bezeh, and the wise men of the nations are at ends, fearful of this verse. Umefarshim be'abeim she'ina mitzvah. So what are they going to do? The Torah says, I am Hashem your God. I'm the only one. I took you out of Egypt and I am Hashem your God. So what do? They say, this isn't the mitzvah, this verse. When Hashem says, I am Hashem your God, I took you out of Egypt, that's not a mitzvah. Ve'makshim al atzmam. So then they run into a quandary. They ask themselves, Im ken hechem esel. So then how do you end up with 10 commandments? God refers to them as the ten things that I told you. You look and you count, and if you detract that, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you don't have 10. Menechlekim zeh lekitot. So then they divide into different groups. How they explain it? Yesh mechalkim pasuk zeh lo yeh lecha l'shtei mitzvot. Some of them take the verse that says, "Thou shalt not have other gods before me." They take that verse and they divide it into two mitzvot. So the Torah tells us don't have other gods, and then the Torah gives us specifications. Don't make yourself an idol, don't make yourself a figurine of any of the shapes up in heaven or down below. So they divide that into two mitzvot. And the Chachmei Hevel, they all agreed that they should divide lo tachmod, because the Torah says you shall not covet. So the Torah says you shall not covet your friend's house, your friend's wife, your friend's animal, everything your friend owns. So they divide that into two. And when they spoke to me about this, as the Ramban, the Ramban says, I answered them, being that you don't know anything and being that you're thick-headed, so why don't you just say that there are 9 commandments? That's how the Ramban says I answered them. But ten commandments, that's what God said initially to them, I did good for you and you have to listen to me. Because the verse doesn't mention the 10 things, ולא עשרת המצוות, nor does it say the 10 mitzvos. אבל עיקר הדבר ברור הוא לכל מעיין, but rather, why are they at a quandary? Because really, the concept that's clear to anyone that looks into it, כי מתחילה אמר אנוכי השם, initially God said, I am השם, לומר שיאמינו שיש אלוה נמצא. God is saying, you have to believe that there is a creator that is extant. להוציא מידת נבלה אומר בליבו אין אלוקים. To preclude the thoughts of a derelict who might say there is no God. Now, in truth, we really have to take a little bit of time to discuss what the Ramban is saying here. We'll discuss one point, and beyond this, for lack of time, we're going to have to discuss next week a little bit. In truth, this is a discussion. The Ramban is throwing this opinion at the men of the nations, but really, within Judaism, there are different opinions of how you divide the Ten Commandments. And the concept that Anochi Hashem Elokecha should be a mitzvah, that's a discussion. Because in essence, when God says, I am God, well, if you're not God, then what's this Torah? Then I don't have to listen to anything that you tell me. To an extent, it's a little bit difficult to say that is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? That's the precept to the whole Torah. Before you accept the Torah, you have to accept God created the world, God gave us the Torah, God told us what to do. So there is a strong logical claim, irrespective of religion. There is room to say, and others do say this, that this isn't a mitzvah, believe that Hashem is God. This is an introduction. You have to know this. Without this, there's nothing to talk about. The introduction is, I am Hashem, your God. The Ramban and the Rambam enumerate this as one of the mitzvot, and the Ramban is now saying it's one of the 10 mitzvot, the 10 commandments. There's another point we should take note. When the Rambam discusses this mitzvah, so the Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvot in Arabic. And there's an argument how to translate a word in this mitzvah. One translation says, there is a mitzvah leha'amin. There is a mitzvah to believe that Hashem created the world. Rav Kapach Zatzal claimed that the correct translation of that Arabic word is mitzvah leida. There is a mitzvah to know that Hashem created the world. Now we're learning the Ramban. This was written in Hebrew. This was not written in Arabic. And here there's no room for doubt. The Ramban clearly says that Hashem says we have a mitzvah to believe. And the question is, how does that work? How can you give me a mitzvah to believe in something? If it's logical, so I should know. If it's not logical, how could you command me to do it? So then the question is the correct translation of the word emunah belief? Or is it something else? So I'm doing something which is inappropriate. I'm leaving you guys hanging. But we're a little bit short on time. One possible answer is that emunah isn't exactly belief. Emunah, there's no word in English that really translates emunah. Belief indicates something which I don't know. I'll just believe you. You're telling me that that on the other side of the building is a chimpanzee. I'll believe you. I have no idea. Maybe yeah, maybe no. I believe you. You're a trustworthy person. Emunah might not mean that. Emunah might mean something else. One of the concepts that maybe the Kuzari is teaching us by telling us the recurring dream is that there's a certain tendency, there's an internal knowledge of certain things. Before a child begins to conceptualize things, he knows he exists. When he's hungry, he knows to cry. No one has to teach him, this is you, when you're hungry, cry. No. There are certain things that are intuitive to us. They're part of our nature as being human. And it could be that emunah goes back to what is natural to us. Meaning, you'll ask me, who am I? Ah, point to myself. Okay, now let's start discussing that. What constitutes me? Is it the heart? Is it the brain? Is it the body? What is it? So you say, we know there's a neshama. Oh yeah, you know there's a neshama? How do you know there's a neshama? Well, I'm talking. Who said you're talking? I exist. I hear myself. I see. I feel. So there's something you know that goes beyond the externals. There's something that you know internally. You don't doubt whether you live. You don't say, well, let me take this sword, put it in my heart, and let's see if I really die. No, you say, I know I exist. So there are certain levels of knowledge that we have that are what one might call a priori. They're before knowledge that's learned. It could be that emunah refers to that knowledge of Hashem. And it's a question of, will we accept or will we push it away? Could be. Because we always have the option of covering it up. Most of the world is covering it up. I have the option of being in tune with that and then saying, okay, so now I have to behave in a certain way. Or I have the option of saying, oh, prove it. I don't know. I don't know, where is God? I'm going to smack you and let's see if God intervenes. If I want to be a chatzuf, if I want to be disrespectful and I want to behave in a certain way, I can get away with it. The way the world exists, I can get away with it as far as myself, my conscience, you. I can get away with it. A lot of the world is getting away with it. And if you'll really sit them down, you'll see that deep down inside, they know what they're doing is wrong. So, maybe that's what emunah refers to. The connecting, allowing ourselves to connect. Maybe. But once we enter these realms, once we're going to say that the word is emunah and it's not leida, to know, so then we're entering a realm which is very difficult philosophically. Because I'll say internally, I know that God is true. And someone else will say, and I know internally that Buddha is true. And I'll say, no, check deep inside. Really, you know that's not true. And he'll say to me, no, you check deep inside. Really, you know that's not true. So the second we're going to deal with something that's so amorphous, something that doesn't have shape, you can't prove it. It's like, okay, I say this, you say that. So you have a much more difficult time talking to people. Maybe that's why the Kuzari describes the dream, to tell us that there are things inside people. We have, call it the conscience, the Jiminy Cricket. There is something inside us that will push us in the right direction. There's a lot to discuss in this Ramban. As usual, one of the beautiful things we're encountering in the Drashot Ramban is that each sentence is suffused with important philosophical concepts. And we'll have to pick up over here Bezat Hashem next week because we're out of time. So maybe we'll even start the paragraph again next week and discuss it with greater depth what the Ramban is telling us.